Started to please, if you got something or want to speak, come to the podium, state your name and offer record so we can have a record of all of that.
Mark?
Let us pray. Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to forgive us where we fall short at, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be with us today as we go through this meeting, that everything we do be in the better than our county. Lord, we also ask you to let people remember what the true meaning of Easter is this coming up Sunday. So we say all this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the minutes for 4:25. Got a motion by David. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed? Same side? Motion carried. We need approval of the minutes from the workshop.
No, the board meeting.
Got workshop there also.
Yeah, you just done that one.
The workshop.
I said board. Anyway, entertain a motion for the minute.
Motion
by David.
Second
by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Need the approval of the vouchers.
I believe she's going to check out on this 56.
We'll come back.
You got something on that one?
No. She thinks it's from some other places that we pay the counties throughout the year.
It is.
All right, a motion.
Second.
Got a motion by David, second by Mark. Any discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Got any Constitution officers like to speak?
Damon.
Damon, you're up.
County commissioners, local officials, local members of the community, my name is Damon Frecker. I am the Chief Technology Officer for Circularity 2. And we're very pleased to be here tonight so that the commission can take up a lease for a parcel that we are seeking to lease here in Cross City. My company is focused on making biocarbon. It's a renewable product that we produce from local low-grade residual wood. And we will use about 450,000 tons per year of that wood, which is an abundant supply given some of the events that have occurred with the J.P. Foley mill up the road and a lack of other end users. And I believe that we can provide great economic benefits to the community. Our project is a relatively low impact project. It will use about 25 acres of a parcel that sits behind Cross City Lumber. And we've had a lot of good conversations with the local community and a number of business officials and the like. And we think our business fits very well here. We basically take wood and we grind it up to a small particle size, and we dry it out, and we cook it in a rotary kiln to produce something that looks a lot like charcoal. It's a very high carbon product that can be used as an agricultural amendment. It helps to enrich soils. It helps to produce stable moisture content in soils. It can also be used as a replacement for fossil coal, steel production, and other so-called hard to decarbonize industries. And we've had a great deal of interest, not only overseas in steel markets there, but in domestic applications as well. A number of those growing every day that we work on it. So we're very excited about the project, and I'm happy to answer any questions that folks may have.
I don't have any questions. I probably know a little bit more. We've been deep into this stuff for a year now, and Miss Diane and Miss Karen and myself and John's office and Roy and there's Miss Barbie and Miss Brenda. There's been a lot of people that has got us to this point, and Most of all, I want to thank you for choosing Dixie County, because y'all had other choices on the board, and so I'm going to entertain a motion for the lease agreement and let John finish it up, give him the authority to finish it up, sign it, and do all what we need to do on our end to finish that up. And I've read the lease agreement. I like it. It's very fair. Appreciate you, the work we've done on that, and the Zoom calls and the everything that's been involved. Just thank you.
This has just been an absolutely wonderful community to work with. Enjoy the welcome that we got and how gracious everybody has been here. And we're just really, really excited about being able to build a prosperous business that can employ people and inject a lot of money into the community and benefits.
I got a question.
I'll second.
Got a motion second when we in discussion.
Second.
David.
Daniel.
Motion by Daniel.
Mark.
Thank you, by David. No, we didn't touch. Anyway, on the product y'all going to be taking in, y'all going to be taking it from anybody, or is it going to be that certain company that you're going to be getting the wood from, or can you got a lot of people in Dixie County that hauls wood on gooseneck trailers and what have you? Are y'all going to be accepting it from everyone, or how's that going to go about?
We would be happy to entertain any suppliers to our facility. We're focused on southern yellow pine. We need to take a low grade of material. We don't want to be competing with sawmills for their quality of material. We want residual material that doesn't really otherwise have a good use, and we think that's a great complement to the forestry industry here.
Is there going to be a size on the diameter of the logs that y'all going to be able to take?
No, we can take a fairly large. We can take chips. We can take logs, and we don't really have a.
Well, I mean, today's mills, they're set up to only take up to a certain size, and anything bigger than that is pretty much.
Yeah, we've designed our plant to have a great deal of flexibility to be able to produce, you know, to take all of that in chip form, to take all of that in non-wood form, relatively small material, large material. You know, this is a flagship project for us, so. It's really important that it work, and so we've built a great degree of flexibility into the project, sir.
Sounds great. When we get started.
Yeah. The sooner the better. This is a huge milestone. This is a huge milestone for us, and we're very, very pleased about
that. Us too. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ms. Carroll?
For those who might not know, I'm Carol West, and this is Debbie Dewey, the president of Dixie Chamber. And usually, annually, for about 54 years or so, the Chamber has given awards to various, you know, individuals that volunteer, sometimes businesses, or sometimes a combination of both. But this year, it was unanimous that we needed to do a recognition that we've never really done before, and that includes a couple of government officials. So, because of the devastation that we've had over the last 3 years and the hurricane recovery, we wanted to especially point out a couple of our commissioners. Mr. Mark Hatch, for your service to Suwannee and the community, not just Suwannee, but focus on Suwannee. I know there were very few days that you were not there, at least from sunup to sundown and beyond. So the fact that you could help and that you wanted to, you were there, we really wanted to recognize you and thank you for. And along our coastal community too, we also have David Osteen, of course, from Gina, and then cross over the river and do whatever needed to be done and help the day. We'd like to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Glance wife.
Is Fran Adam here? Katrina? Miss Caden's house? You here? All right. Mr. Greg Bailey?
Good evening. Couple quick updates. The fire station out of Horseshoe, we got the additional survey for the water line. So we're wrapping that up, getting that a little bit more complete. As soon as we get that done, we'll be able to submit the permit application. So that's where we're at with Fire Station 6. Fire Station 3 at 351 and 349, with the clearing moving real pretty fast, we should be able to get scheduled to get in there for our soil test for the septic system. Once we get that, that's kind of one of the last things we're needing to wrap those plans up with Station 3. That's it on the fire station. The CDBG 95th and 97th rebid opening was this past Thursday. We did receive two bids, only one of which was a responsive bid, and that was in the amount of $752,836.39 from Anderson Columbia. So it's the same bid previously. The little bit of discussion that I've had with the county manager's office is there is some items that we could scale back. At this point in time, if that's the way the board wants to go, we would need a motion to award it, and then that would allow us to discuss reducing the scope in order to reduce the cost of the project to bring it within budget.
Motion to accept.
Okay. Motion from Mark, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All opposed, same time.
Discussion started. 82nd Avenue, I don't think Rock Clear's here, but...
Thanks, Rock Clear.
Sorry, you weren't here all night. I'll leave that one to you then, Mr. John. You snuck in behind me. last thing I got is the Restore Act fund, the oil spill money. Update on that. Horseshoe Beach Working Waterfront. We got some comments on that application. We addressed those comments. The funding is currently scheduled to be awarded in September of this year, which would be the time that we would be able to begin the design of the that project. The remaining three that were submitted, we got some comments on those as well. Those were addressed. If you remember, those were a little bit behind as far as the application process. So those are scheduled to, applications are scheduled to be submitted in May. And then once those are submitted, the funding would be awarded at the end of the year. So at the end of the year, we'd be able to start design on those three projects. Mr. Epstein, you asked about Cow Creek Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
That project can be submitted with the remaining funds available. The schedule for a new project, because it's got to go through an amendment process and then the application submittal, you're looking at we can make the amendment submittal at the end of this year, and then you're looking roughly the end of next year before the funds would be awarded. And that could change a little bit. They kind of switch around their schedule some, but looking at it right now, if we make that amendment at the end of this year, the funds should be awarded at the latest end of 2026.
Okay, that's a good start. Thank you. That's only...
So we'll move forward then with getting the amendment together and getting that submitted by the end of this year. That I believe it opens up around October, the last quarter of the year, so we'll work on that. And other than that, I don't have any questions, or don't have any other, unless y'all have some.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Kelly.
Mr. John.
Chair, I'm not very good at slipping in unnoticed. Cal Creek, I'll get with Kellen because we actually, Mr. Osteen, we're looking at it, and it's less than $100,000 to fix that bridge. So I've been talking to DOT just this past week, see if we can't find a way to get that done through their funding quicker. But if that falls through, I'll obviously work with Kellen. But whatever pot it comes from.
Whatever comes
first. So at any rate, they're still moving on that from different avenues. So,
Meeting we had was pretty positive then.
It was good, yeah. So it got some movement. So it was worthwhile. Any second, I'm sorry, Mr. Daniel, they still haven't started work on that.
Tell them guys at the back. Them guys are going to jump me. We don't get that.
I'm just reporting what I know.
That's
all I know.
They're supposed to start next week on it. That's what you said? Monday. Monday, guys.
He said Monday morning they'd be clearing the grubbing.
They're actually going to be out there grubbing the side of the road, cleaning it up, getting it ready for paving. We started on that road several years ago. And Daniel, he's been on top of it. He's your commissioner in that district. And it's been a long
time. They're using the trail to drive on now.
Because that road is awful. Yes, sir, it is. I drive up and down it pretty regular, and it's awful.
One of our delays was the moving of the fiber optic cable. It took them a little extra time.
Yeah, it took. Was a month, I think.
They moved at their own speed.
Yeah.
I recently moved here, and when I went down that road, I thought I was in Illinois.
All right. But, yeah, it's coming, guys, I promise. We'll make it happen.
Hopefully by the next meeting I'll come back with we got started and we're underway.
Okay.
Shirt Island, we're responding. We got some questions back from DPP and Army Corps. Responding to those. Same for the dredging at Horseshoe and Swanee. They asked some questions. We're responding. How fast do they review what we give them? So we're working as fast as we can to get it back to them. And they asked a lot of questions, but hopefully we can get them answered to their liking. So that's where we're at. That's all I have
on the dredging, like at Horseshoe. I mean, I understand the interior lot, but like on the hill here, the first thing is to get the highways back open when people can go back to work. That rim canal is the highway for the fishermen down there, and it's yet to get opened back up where them big folks can go to work. And I don't understand that's their highway. Like, something's got to be done.
My understanding, and I don't want to speak out of school, is the HGMP money that we're talking about, that I'm specifically talking about, is on interior canals, and FEMA was going to handle, through their own contracts, the exterior main channel. I just know that the footprint that I'm working on is not exterior.
So when you say exterior, FEMA, who's responsible for applying for that money for FEMA, for the exterior?
My understanding is that FEMA was already aware of it and working on it. I don't think there wasn't necessarily an application, at least that I'm aware of.
Our dredge is going to go around the point, though, correct? Yes.
Ours comes out a little bit, but it's not the full.
Yeah, it's not going to get the. But it's, we're
main thing is that at the point right there, that ditch is completely full. You can walk.
Yeah, we had it.
That's it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Good evening. I'm glad to finally be back for board meeting. I was able to hire one new employee part-time. The other lady accepted the job, then called back and said it wasn't fair because she's moving. So the one I hired is awesome. We tell her how to do something one time and she's got it. She has a great personality, a great good with kids and with the adults. She lights up when kids come in, and loves our manager. She's going to work very well for us. Thank thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cindy. Ms. Cindy, I come by and see you this morning and visit with you for a few minutes. We talked about the library yesterday, and I know we've talked about new library, refurbishing libraries. David, you sat on that library board, right? Can you take the lead on that? I think John's working with some stuff on that also.
Liberty Partners,
Both of them.
Both of them.
And John, sorry about that, John. But that library, I'd love to see it stay within the city. And that's what we talked about. We got the mayor here today with us, and that was one of our things in our county city meeting yesterday that we talked about. If you can, because you sat on that board, if you can take that and run with it. And if
The library situation is, it was several meetings back, Shana had mentioned that the school board was going to talk about turning loose of the old library at the high school.
Don't even have any parking. They sold all the front yard, the parking lot, and everything.
I mean, she mentioned in the meeting they was entertaining letting the county have it. And then,
but there's no parking.
There's no parking. One more thing on the library also. And, Miss Lisa was actually at her. She was very quiet yesterday, John. Laryngitis or something. Other. So we was able to not hear a no from her. But through Florida Commerce, one of our meetings up there, we attended, and they're wanting sewer expansion projects. And where the library sets at now, that whole complex could be put on city sewer. And because it goes down, how far is that run? Half a mile, three quarters of a mile to Wanda's house, and then a lift station right there.
Yeah.
So Phoenix House.
Right.
So the city is going to see if they can get.
We will, and I'll get the city manager to get the date.
Okay.
And we'll all get together with John at least.
Okay. That's all I got.
Your legs at Swanee here just now?
No, Swanee's doing good. Everything's going pretty smooth down yonder. So, move to next one.
Steve Freeman?
Update, Steve.
Whatever you do.
Yeah,
no update. On the email and the phone call I had with the EP, when they come to make their visit, they're supposed to notify me, then I'll notify you when we can both show up there if you watch whatever they're going to tell them or...
I want to be there. Thank you.
Until they call me and say they're going to be here, I mean...
okay. He's talking about the church at Old Town with the huge mess beside it.
Anybody
start tracking on this.
I did have somebody call me this week to tell me that they need more tires. I did let DEP know that there's been people reporting more tires coming in, but they keep telling me no, we count it.
Okay, we count.
They're multiplying.
All right.
I got something,
Steve.
When the RV is parked in the county right away.
They're gone.
They gone?
Yep, they moved.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're
welcome.
Stevie? Tim Johnson?
Tim, he has to be excused tonight because he went to the meeting in Greenville last night.
Leon.
Excuse me.
So 2025-0399, a petition by Poe and Morris requesting section be granted as provided in section 4.7.5, special exception for Dixie County land ground regulation to permit one recreational vehicle and one in accordance with the petition dated 11/15/2024 to be located on the property described as follows: Dixie County parcel number 19/13/0002.
Have you heard anything since? Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Y'all heard anything? Motion to approve.
Motion by Mark, second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
2025-0397, a petition by Jerry and Stacy Allgood requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.7.5, special exception of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, RSF, in accordance with the petition dated 3/18/2025, to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County Parcel Number 19/13/12/2994-0003-4330-125-SE-899 Old Town, Florida, Suwannee, 32680, Commission District 3, Mark Hatch, LP, recommended.
You heard anything else? Anyone opposing? Y'all heard anything?
No.
Anybody on the phone? No. Motion to approve.
Got a motion by Mark.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Application 2025-0395, petition Joseph requesting a special exception to the granted as provided in Section 4.4.5, special exception of Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle and agricultural control in accordance with the petition dated 03-12-2025, located on the property described as follows, Dixie County Parcel Number 34-09-13-4496-0000-04-70-333-NE-293rd-Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, 4.8 acres, Commission District 4, Mr. Jamie Story, LPA recommended denial, there was 7 in opposition, the applicant is here.
Mr. Story called me and said due to his absence that he would ask that you all go with the LPA's recommendation.
Yes. You want to let him come up and speak?
Hello, I'm Joseph Kowski. I live currently in St. Petersburg. Look for the RV exception so I could come up, work on the property, and eventually do something on the property, but I'm not ready to do something at this time.
I'll take the lead on it. Due to the opposition, you said it was 7.
Yeah.
7 oppositions on it. And we are big land rights people. You should do whatever you want to do to your property. You work hard for it until it's detrimental to your neighbor because they've done the same thing. And with this amount of opposition and the commissioner recommended to go with the denial, what the LPA board does, and we'll make a motion to deny.
Second.
Got a motion by Mark, second by Daniel. Any more discussion?
I guess we just have a question of what do we do next? I mean, is there...
Leon? y'all can get with Leon, and he can try to work y'all, guide y'all through the procedures.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. A motion with a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
Petition by Cynthia Scott requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5, special exception to land development regulations to permit one recreational vehicle and Agricultural in accordance with a petition dated 3/5/2025. The location property described as follows. Parcel number 10-10-13-00-0054-09-00-437 North East 151st Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, 16.37 acres. Commission District 2, Mr. Daniel Wood. LPA recommend denial. There is one person that is leading in opposition.
One person?
One person.
Is there anybody here proposing this? Anybody on the phone?
Did y'all heard anything else?
Mm-hmm. All right, that one person that was opposing this doesn't even live on that road. Lives on the road behind it. This lady has 16 acres plus. There's other RVs on that road because I know I gave them one of them for the front of the hurricane, and there's an RV lot on the other side of me. I butt up to this property. Bruce Tuning lives across the road, and he's all right with it. I don't know if y'all know Bruce or not, but
yeah.
If he's good with it,
oh, yeah.
Make a motion to approve.
Second. Got a motion by Daniel, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
2025. Ocean County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, ESO, in court for petition dated 3/19/2025, to be located on the property described as follows. Ocean County Parcel Number 5/10/10/0423/00-01-00-61 Southwest 69 Bridge Street, New Hampshire, Florida, 2959, 10.25 acres. Commission District 5, Mr. David Osteen, LPA recommended approval.
Yeah, opposition. Anybody in the audience? Anybody on the phone? Have y'all heard anything?
Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by David. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Described as follows, Dixie County Parcel Number 24-10-13-4878-0000-00-20 Southeast 136th Avenue, Town, Florida, 32680, 2.59 acres. Mr. Daniel Wood, LPA.
And is there any opposition on this one?
No, sir.
And this is just to fix the zoning, correct? That was
correct.
Done incorrectly.
Okay. This building is there.
Yeah, it's been there, right?
It's been there since back in the day when John was there. We discovered it when they came in for an electrical application that it wasn't correct zoning.
Right. Any opposition here? Anybody on the phone?
Don't hear anything.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion by Daniel, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
2025-0059, a petition by Cameron Parker requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.7.5 Special Exceptions of Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, RSF-MH, in accordance with a petition dated 12/30/2024, to be located on the property described as follows, Dixie County Parcel Number 19-13-12-29-42-0000-0520-57 Southeast 234th Street, Old Town, Swanee, Florida, 32680, Commission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch, LPA recommended approval.
Heard anything since?
Sir.
Anyone here opposing?
Opposing?
Get your hand right here, you'll buy something.
I need a man, sir.
Anybody on the phone? Y'all heard anything?
Motion to approve.
Got a motion by Mark.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
2025-0396, a petition by Theodore Bernal requesting a variance for reduction of side setbacks from 25 feet to 10 to install a new mobile home and garage to be granted as provided in 4.317 CSA subparagraph 1 of the County Land Development Regulations in accordance with 12.33 procedures in accordance with the petition dated 2/16/2025 located on the property described as follows: Dixie County Parcel Number 12913403002501295 North East 525 Avenue, Commission District 1, Mr. Jody Stevenson, LPA recommended approval.
Do you have any opposition?
No, sir.
Anyone here oppose it? Anyone on the phone?
Motion.
A motion by David, second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Nope. Thank you, Leon.
On the LP board, didn't we lose one? We need to replace one.
Yes, sir. I need you to appoint somebody to take their place.
Who do you want?
You have an applicant.
Mr. Martin?
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Motion.
Motion by Mark.
Thanks.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Who are we replacing?
Yeah, who was it?
Jamie Mark.
Jamie?
Oh. Boy. Oh, man.
Boy.
J-A-M-I-E.
Mr. Gary. Jones. He stepped down.
Gary Jones?
Yeah.
And who's going in?
Jamie Martin.
Jamie?
Yes.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Sir, on your one you got denied a while ago, you can build what is it, 900 something square feet? 450 square feet tiny home, and you can get power. You can actually get power and possibly have your RV there while you're doing construction.
I do. Yeah, I'll second.
Thank you. All right. Hi, Scotty. You already up? Let's go.
I'm ready for you. I'm waiting for you to acknowledge. So, two weeks ago, we put in for a 911 grant. The grant was approved this morning by the 911 board for the state. Obviously, since they approved it this morning, I don't have the official grant agreement, but this is kind of a formality anyway. I figured I'd just ask and see if you want to go ahead and just do a preliminary acceptance of the grant. I'll give you the information. We'll read through it, and then once I get the actual agreement, I'll have you sign it. Is everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right, so the first grant was for a emergency medical dispatch / emergency fire dispatch software that goes into the dispatch center for lead the caller through the actual call, know what questions to ask and how to lead that dispatcher through the right call to get the information. This is a standard around the whole country that we needed to put in place. We had it a long time ago, but it went away. So this is a grant for $59,598.
Motion.
A motion by Mark. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
While we're talking about that, I need to ask for permission. I have the funds in my budget already to do this, but there's some additional items that need to be purchased on top of this that was not part of the grant. It's my failure for not adding to the grant in the beginning just because of delays getting the information back. But I do have the money in my capital asset funds. So one quote is for $12,200. That's for SmartCop integration with the software to integrate with the CAD. And the other one is $8,397. That's for a server to go in for the software to go on in the Sheriff's Dispatch Center. So it's approval of those.
Motion. Let's do one at a time. Motion on the.
A motion by Mark.
$12,200.
Second by David.
Do the second one for.
Any discussion?
I can't hear them talking over each other.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same side?
Motion on the second one was $8,000.
$8,397.
Motion carries.
$8,397.
The clerk has no idea what you got. None,
absolutely none. They made a motion to pay that, or for him to pay that out of his account.
They were doing it separately, so who made the second motion?
I did.
Thank you. And who was the second?
$8,000. I was the second on the second. He was the motion. Mark was motion. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Let's do the $8,000.
Now we can do the $8,000 with
motion
by David, second by Daniel.
Oh, well, they'll figure it out.
Was that what he was asking, was it? Couldn't do it.
No, I thought we were on the second one.
That was the first one. That
well, because y'all are all talking over each other. Yeah, and she's the one who needs it.
Well, what are we going to do? We got on the first one, we got a motion by Mark, second by Daniel. All was in favor of paying the $12,000 for him to pay it out of his account. The second one was a motion by David, second by Daniel on paying the $8,000 out of his account. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All opposed, same side? Yes, ma'am.
Are we good now?
Yeah.
All right. Second thing is a second grant for our annual maintenance contract with the 911 system for
$6,767.
Motion. Second. Got a motion by Mark, second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
All right. The second thing I have to cover is, and this is more of an informational thing, is I sit through a webinar this morning with the cybersecurity grant people with the Department of Digital Service. There is $10 million in the governor's budget for the renewal of that grant for the third year. There's a push for focus on rural and physically constrained counties. So there's a possibility with that there may be a cost sharing involved. But when I get that information, I'll let y'all know. But they are pushing that so that we are up for possibly a third year renewal on that. So that'll help us out. Just wanted to give you that information. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Scott. Darren? How?
I think my breakfast left. I only have one thing that I really would like to get more action on tonight. Me and Bailey have been in contact over the last few days. Both Station 6 in Horseshoe and Station 3 in the 1st District are nearing completion on the plans. I would like, if the board would, be agreeable to it, to go ahead and get both of those approved to be bid out whenever Mr. Kellum is able, once those plans are up and ready, so that we don't have another week or two delay or 3 weeks if we have a long board meeting. 4 to 6 weeks, you think, Kellum, at the most for both of them?
Maybe a little bit more on 6, but definitely 3.
So, but three is definitely near, and so at least if we can do it, approve all 3. 6 is the water lines. We're still working on that. So I'm not sure where the board's at on that. It may be a little far out at 6 weeks, but we have money in the bank for both of them. We're just sitting there waiting on the plans to get ready to get the bids out. So if we could go ahead and get that out of the way, I would appreciate it. If not, we'll come back individually as you would see fit.
I'm good.
So you make the motion?
Yeah, go ahead.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion?
For Fire Station 3, right? Or for both of them?
3 and 6, if y'all
3 and 6.
Can we do them both?
I wouldn't.
Do it
separately.
Yeah. I was motion for 3, is what I just...
Okay.
A second.
He's got a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. I need a motion on one of the first districts.
That was the first.
Yeah, Horseshoe's next.
Yeah, that's right.
Horseshoe if the board, that's the one that's going to be a little further out. So if y'all would prefer we come back, we will. But if not, we can go ahead and give Mr. Bailey that authorization as soon as he's done the plans.
Second. Motion by David. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
You know, most everything else I have is informational. A lot of you probably have gotten some emails on Station 4, which has been on the Chapin's Road. We replaced our old station there. We're receiving that station in the next few days. It's finished for the most part. They're still in the subject they're doing. But our plan is on the 30th. On the 30th of this month, from 11 to 2, we're going to have an open ceremony there. We've got quite a few folks invited from Tallahassee to help us with it, different agencies. The board should have gotten that invite. If you have not, please let me know. But we would like for anyone and everyone that can be there to be there. We're going to do a short ceremony. And we'll have a light lunch provided. Right now, we've got about 100 to 150 on the list, so it's a pretty big list. And a lot of those are confirming. Most of the senators and representatives, they're in budget, and they're probably not going to be able to be there. They may or may not be able to send someone. But any of you that would like to come, we'd like to have you, and the citizens as well. We haven't opened it up for the entire community because, of course, we provide them to have a head count. But those of you that are sitting here listening, I would love if you show up. So that's from 11 to 2. And once we get done with the actual ceremony, we'll open it up for the feeding of the folks that do show and allow everyone to go through the building and be open to the public. Anybody wants to come in. Our plan is following morning, May 1st, 7:30 shift change. We'll have a crew there. That will be another ambulance in this community, ladies and gentlemen. That's a fourth crew.
Right.
We're still short a couple of medics. It was hard to get in Florida, but we have the capability to move some staff around and make sure that truck is running. So you will have that. May 1st, four ambulances running. It may downgrade one of our engines to a one-man truck for a little while. But that's on its way. We have a few in class, different things. So that's a historical event, gentlemen. I can remember when there was one truck across the road, and that was the only ambulance in this county. And I remember when Old Town was built and it went to 2. And I remember when the first district was built and it went to 3. And you gentlemen sitting on this board are seeing the fourth truck go into place. So that's a good thing. We need it. I told y'all a couple of meetings ago, a couple of times, that we were in the process of hiring a second person for the community paramedicine position. We hired Miss Sandy Bloom. She is working with us now. She finished her orientation last week. Well, her office orientation. She's with Ms. Allison now for a couple of weeks riding and getting familiar with everything, and hopefully she works out and it's what she likes of it. We'll see. It's a little different than what she's done in the past, so we'll see where that goes. But we do have a second position on, and that will take a lot of the load off of Allison and give her some breathing room.
That's awesome.
It's been very much needed. So
she's awesome.
The Emergency Operations Center, Station 1, is scheduled to be done by May 15th. I've been told that is the final date. And so far, as of last Wednesday, everything is still on schedule for that. If you haven't been out, come by and walk through. They've got all the walls up and painted inside. They're seeing grids today. Electrical is almost finished. They started the tile work in the bathrooms today. Parking is supposed to be started within 2 weeks. Cabinets will be Monday week. Flooring will follow after that. It's coming along, gentlemen. They were installing air conditions today, so that station is moving. And sometimes May we'll have another opening ceremony and be able to move forward, and we'll be done before hurricane season, which starts in a few weeks. It's coming. There's no way around it. It's coming. Wildfire season's here, and turkey season's almost over. All that's depressing. We discussed a few weeks ago about the LMS meeting. We had a deadline for projects to be submitted. I know Mr. Hatch and Mr. John were working on that. We had a meeting set, and we all had some interferences. If we have projects, we need to get them in. We have a meeting set. I think he sent it out.
He did.
It'll be on May the 7th at 1 o'clock at the office. So we need to get that list of projects, and we can get them on. So they'll be there when we have the meeting, and then we can prioritize them. And any others that come up, and if any other commissioners have them. We have a pre-hurricane meeting set for May the 29th from 11 to 1. This is a meeting that we do every year before hurricane season. It has to be be done before June 1st. We'll be having lunch there at the office. Hopefully by that date, we'll have a lot bigger office if everything goes well. So if y'all can, we'll May the 29th from 11 to 1. I think it's a Thursday.
It is.
Sure. And then the last thing that I have, gentlemen, weeks ago, months ago now, I told y'all a few times, and then Ms. Natalie with the Department of Health came in and met with y'all here one day and told y'all that the Department of Health in Dixie County was looking to go back to a primary care situation to provide medical care within the community. That was done away with years ago by the state, and we have limited medical care, and I would just leave that at that in this county. They have got a doctor hired, Dr. B. Chaudhry. He's from Miami. He is the doctor that came up last year with the hospital that we had set up, the mobile hospital. That is the same doctor. He was so impressed with the situation that he wanted to be a part of it. They have hired him, and he will be here on the 2nd of May from 8:30 to 11:30. They're doing a small reception there at the Department of Health for him, and those services will be moving forward. I don't know that they've changed the plan. I don't know the state date, but last time I heard it was like 4 days a week. So we'll see what they have going there as soon as we can get them on board, and there'll be some other options for care there, dental, different things coming in. I don't know what it is yet because I don't know what's changed in these last couple of months. But that is moving forward, and it's going to give us another level of medical care here in the community. Still, it's not a hospital. We can't transport there and pay for it. During emergencies, there's probably some ways we can work around some of that. But it is something that will allow the citizens to go out and get medical care without having to drive all the way to Gainesville for some of the stuff that really is not needed for them. And also to keep from running our units there. You know, the citizens can go there and get a stitch or two, hopefully, and maybe an x-ray. I think we were talking about x-ray machines. I don't know if it's there. But it's a good thing, Jim.
It is.
That's all I have, unless you'll have anything else for me. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you, Darren. Ms. Gail Carter.
Two officials tonight.
Holly. Ms. Angie.
She has to be excused.
Welcome to Mr. John Dinkins.
First one I got is approval of for FDAX mosquito control contract, 31505 increase to $67,478.79 to be electronically signed.
Motion.
Motion by Mark, second by David. Any discussion?
Yeah. John, are we doing the same thing we did last year with Levy County?
Well, we probably going to have to renegotiate that because I think he's not going to resign.
I was in my shop the other night, and I had mosquitoes on me, and I know what happens whenever I get one at my house. Everybody else does, too.
I'm working on someone to help us.
Okay.
If I get it worked out, maybe I can. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more discussion?
All in favor?
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Okay, the next one is requesting board approval for Pastor Ed Elridge to hold the National Day of Prayer on May 1st, 2025 from 8 to 9 on the front steps of the courthouse.
Motion. Second by David. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Mark, do you want to ask the board because May 1st is a board meeting. Ask the board if they want to meet out there at 8 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to. Whenever we got through. Go ahead.
Any more discussion? Got a motion with a second. All in favor? All opposed, same sign.
That's before our board meeting that morning. And normally everybody goes out and all the board members go there. So invite, make sure everybody try to participate if we can.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay, the next one is requesting board approval of resolution 2025-53 for the Florida Commerce Bridge loan in the amount of $1.25 million for government operations.
Motion.
Second. A motion by Mark, second by David.
All right, I'm going to read that resolution now. All right. A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, authorizing the execution and delivery of the form of attached loan documents between the local government and the state of Florida Department of Commerce for a principal amount of $1,250,000 to fund governmental operations, making certain findings of paramount public purpose, covenanting to budget and appropriate legally available non-ad valorem revenues to pay the indebtedness, providing for the rights, securities, and remedies for the owner of the promissory note, making certain covenants and agreements in connection therewith, designating an official with authority to execute documents with respect to the loan, and providing for severability and an effective date. That's it.
All right. Motion second.
Yeah.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
All right. The next one is requesting board approval of the NF.
Motion by Mark, second by David. I think, wasn't it?
That was on the resolution.
Yeah.
Sorry, John. They was looking at me over like they didn't know who done what. So.
Good.
Go ahead.
All right. The next one is requesting board approval of the North Florida Professional Service 2 for the Fire Station Number 2 equipment, building, and permitting in the amount of $46,800.
Motion. Motion by Daniel.
Second.
Second by Mark. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay, next one is requesting board approval to purchase a CAT skid steer 275 XE in amount of $123,625 using LPA 0279 Dixie County Flood Stormwater Mitigation Phase 2 funds based on Stormwater Task Force recommendations.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay, next was requesting board approval to purchase a quality equipment 60-inch mulching head in the amount of $39,915.69 using LPA 0279 Dixie County Flood Stormwater Mitigation Phase 2 funds based on Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Request board approval to purchase two Norton Tool 55-gallon North Star UTV spot sprayer rigs in the amount of $499.99 each using LPA 0279 DCFSM Phase 2 funds based on the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay, the next one is request board approval to purchase an aquatic rake attachment in the amount of $38,340. Using LPA 0279 CFSM Phase 2 funds based on the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay, next one is request board approval of the Gray Construction Contract Agreement for the 434919-1-94-23 and 431310-3-94-23 T-Hanger Tax Lane Construction in the amount of $2,939,932.
Motion
by Mark. Second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Yeah, we did. I'm going to skip that next one because we did that through Kellen. Next one is requesting board approval of the fiscal year 2025-2026 TSMCA Traffic Signal Maintenance Compensation Agreement in the amount of $18,686.
Motion by David. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
All right, request board approval of the FAA AIP grant application for Exhibit A and Vault Design in the amount of $157,895.
Motion
by Mark, second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
All right, last one, thank God. Requesting board approval for the Anderson Columbia notice to proceed for County Road 51 South.
Motion.
Motion by David. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Informational items, just to remind everybody, the county office will be closed tomorrow, April 18th, and observance of Good Friday. And also a reminder of the Rotary Daddy Daughter Dance on Saturday, April 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the old high school gymnasium. And then we want to wish everyone a happy Easter. Remember the season. That's all I have, and if you have something for me.
Dana?
She can't talk.
Thank you. Ms. Barbie?
I've got a few things. We've got 24 boxes of records that have met retention. So we've got them boxed up and ready for destruction. I just need that signed off on.
Need a motion on that also, don't you? Motion.
A motion by Mark, second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
And then I just wanted to bring a couple things to y'all's attention with the parks. First of all, I called David. I got a call that somebody was in a tent camping at Sherwood, and I know that that's probably happening. So, but at Gonto, y'all had a no animals in the county park. They're allowing them down there. I brought it to their attention, and she said, "Oh well, I felt bad for the kids, but if they start bothering you, you know." Well, then the next thing I know, then there's another dog, and somebody's going to get bit. Something's going to happen. You can't make exceptions, so it's either yes or no.
Yeah.
And then I don't have verification on this, but I was told, and while I was there, several campers were coming in last week for spring break, but they came in the week ahead putting their campers in, but they're not charged unless they actually stay in there and plug in. So I don't know how you verify that, but that's what I'm being told, that they're holding the spot, but because they're not staying there until they're actually there.
Mm-hmm.
So something y'all just might want
to
check up
on. We're going to need to handle that.
Okay. I'm just bringing it to y'all's attention.
You going to take care of the school district?
Yeah, I'm going to handle that.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely handle that.
I'll go with you.
I think that's it.
You'll handle that.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
County Commissioner items? Daniel?
Everybody have a safe and happy Easter, and that's all I've got. So we cover everything else.
Mark?
Again, I know I said it earlier, but it's worth saying again with circularity. Mr. Damon, thank you for taking a chance from our county, and look forward to working with you for many, many years to come. And can't sit here without thanking them people again. We'll start with Brenda there. We'll see her there, Karen and Miss Diane. If y'all don't know Miss Diane, she is a blessing for Dixie County. She sits with North Florida Economic Development. I sit on that board as Commissioner. Karen sits on it as a citizen. Miss Barbie's staff with Miss Thurman, Miss Barbie, John and your team with you, Roy, and Miss Martha. It's a lot of work going into this. I know I hate calling people out like that because I'm gonna miss somebody. This is a hell of a big project for our county. It's really, really a great project.
Don't forget Shane.
That's what I'm saying. She's so quiet down there, I forgot about it. But Shana has went above and beyond. I can't thank Shana enough. She's reviewed more documents on this, and she's done an outstanding job, and we truly appreciate it. And we've had Zoom calls at 5:30 in the morning, and thank y'all too for y'all's hard work on this, and it could not be, there's no I in this. And also I want to thank the city. They're going to put some water and sewer out there for us, and make that a really nice industrial park out there. And we'll have some 25 acres left. So we're gonna fill that up next. So we want jobs. We love our kids. I've said that multiple times, but we want our kids to have a place to work whenever they become adults, because they will be kids not quite as long as they'll be adults. So we want the board, for the board right now, we want our kids to live, work, play right here and raise their families in this county also. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank the chamber for this award, and thank my fellow commissioners for trusting me to do what I do in Suwannee. And thank y'all for putting that trust in me, and thank the chamber for that, and thank the community down there in Suwannee for supporting us. And I got to give a shout-out to Brooks. He'll call me every once in a while, and we'll hash out whatever our issues is, and trying to help everybody. And there's no district lines when it comes to hurricanes, I promise you that. We all pull together and we all work hard, and I just happen to be the one with a name on it this time, but every one of y'all deserves that same recognition, and I want to give that to y'all. Other than that, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. Jody, let your grandkids find them candy eggs now. But y'all enjoy your Easter, and remember Good Friday tomorrow. You know, other than that, that's all I have. Thank y'all.
David?
Yes, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. Mr. Damon, I appreciate you coming to our county and everyone that was involved with it. We really appreciate y'all. And I've also been working on trying to bring a couple businesses to the county. And Ms. Karen, please find me them numbers where I can have those people meet up together. Maybe we can have a annex at Johnson, too. And I thank y'all very much, and that's all I have. Thank
you. I ain't really got anything other than wish everybody happy Easter. And if y'all know anybody that we can call to help get that Grim Canal and Horseshoe open where those folks can go back to work, make those calls. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I still don't understand, you know, on the hills, the highways to get the commerce back moving is the main thing. That is their highway. They can't go to work. It's just been going on since. That was filled in at the point on the storm before the last one.
Yes,
so, I mean, it's just, this ain't just got there. So, we've been fighting this battle a long time, and it's got incredibly worse. But if y'all know anybody y'all can call, please do so. I appreciate it.
Yes, we're thankful to quit. Karen, can we mention the date that we're planning to do?
Yeah.
Since Brooke's here, Velocity Restore Renew, and we're trying to plan for May 10th to do a cleanup from the cattle gap back towards the dump. So we're going to be recruiting trailers and men and all the help we can get and try to clean up some.
I've done it before. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Is that it?
The time, someone asked the time. We're going to say 9 to 11:30, 9 to noon.
Yeah.
We'd like to start at 9 o'clock in Horseshoe.
Yeah.
We'll put it on our... Well,
yeah.
We'll put it on our Friends of Chief page, too, and I'm sure y'all get a lot of local interest, too.
Now it's the public's turn. If y'all got any comments, y'all come to the podium. Y'all got 3 minutes. We had a petition up here by the American League. Did y'all get y'all's answers? Y'all good. Anybody else?
Thank you very much. I've got two questions. Is that all right? Y'all come up. Two questions. Just an update on the county park. Douglas Miller Park, and my second question is the point, the County Road 351. Y'all know it's a mess.
Yeah.
At the end, it's falling in a hole.
Yeah,
John, can you give the update on the park to start with?
The park is in the engineering process. I just have it located. Mr. Lockter and M's engineering course.
Good.
As soon as we get that, we're going to get started on it.
Okay. And when I say the point, y'all going to be 351 coming from the county-owned boat ramp. You know what I'm talking about, right? All the way to the point and back, at least, it's all a mess. Undermined.
Mm-hmm.
Holes. Motorcycle fell in it.
Yes, it's dangerous.
Yes, it's very dangerous. I don't know how often y'all send a road department down there, but it needs some serious barricades right now.
It does.
Especially at nighttime, people.
I'll take care of it.
Thank you. And County Park, any updates on the bus
duct? He just gave it to you.
That's the reason.
That's the point.
Yeah, no.
No.
Park.
Oh, that's the park.
I'm talking about the park. Yeah.
You're talking about the park, so anything about the road?
I haven't got that far on that road yet.
Okay. All right.
There's two.
Okay.
But we can put some barricades up.
We can put some barricades up.
It's not stable. I mean, it's really dark down and you can't see anything. So, and they got those log barricades and some, like, tape, but it needs to be a little bit more secure than that.
We'll get something taken.
All right. Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Need my help?
Ryan?
Yeah. Like a dummy, I didn't get on the agenda, so here I am again. First of all, had a really good meeting yesterday with the city and the county. Thank you all who came. Went over a lot. I'm not going to go into everything that we talked about there. But I just want to thank you all for that. Really appreciate our working relationship. It means a lot. Second, I want to speak for the TDC real quick. As I represent the city on that board, the local TDC board, I did find, and I talked with Ms. Karen Van Arnum about this in a meeting this morning in Perry. I found possible ways for us to get scholarship funding for our promotionals for our economic team that we've developed. That way we don't have to start trying to find money for that and go ahead and get that going before the new budget year starts. And we can report back to you on that. I'm going to get Ms. Karen and Ms. Kay together with Lauren Yeater, who's a senior advisor through the Regional Planning Council and the NFPEP, and they can hash that out, and we can take care of whatever we need to as the city and county. In that meeting today in Perry was the regional tourism, which is Natural North Florida, that I sit on and represent the board, as well as Russ McAllister. And a big thing we found out today, which is stuck in a bunch of different tax bills, and it has to do with our tourism tax dollars. It's called the TVT, but basically it's talking about our bed tax. So our bed tax, we get that off hotel, motel, campgrounds, VRBs, VRBOs, things like that. We get a certain amount that comes back to the tourism board and above it, and the rest comes in. I can't remember those numbers, how that happened. Either way, that's been going on for a number of years now. Now there is a House Bill 1221 and a sister Senate Bill 1664, which would put out a referendum every 8 months, or every 8 years, where we have to go back over and put that on a ballot again and explain what a bed tax is. And when you're trying to explain and it's something that has tax in it, we don't want to hear it. Yeah. This is not something that you get taxed for. This is something that somebody comes in and stays in our community at one of the said places, and that they get taxed on that. This is not for our residents here. So what happens then is we have to re-educate every 7 years, take 1 year just to make sure we get our new voters that come out, just have turned 18, and people that have moved in to understand that we can still be taking care of business. So what I'm saying is we need to be talking to our senators and our representatives, us as political, elected political leaders, and residents need to be calling about that as well. That's something we need to do. That's something that doesn't need to be changed. It needs to be taken out of the whole bill that's part of it. So I just wanted to give you that information. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Ryan, on that bed tax, we was one of the three counties about 8 years ago, the best I remember, that did not have that. And the tourist development has been going on. The first time it came about, what he was talking about, I was getting phone calls, Martin's going to tax me for sleeping in my bed at my house. And I said, no. It's an educational thing, but what he's saying is absolutely right. And we was one of the, there was three counties in the state. All counties does it now. There's one county that don't collect this tax and put it back towards tourism. So it's very important what he's talking about to try to get that redacted out of that Senate bill there. What was that number again?
That's House Bill 1221.
House Bill 1221?
Yes, sir, and Senate Bill 1664. I can
give
you all...
1664?
These are,
right?
Yeah, I gave you all copies of that, so you could read them and obviously ask Ms. Chana and let's talk to our state officials.
With that being said, John, can you draft us a letter on the county letterhead stating that we, as a Board of County Commissioners, would like to have that redacted out of that?
Sir.
I do have one more thing I forgot. We're not on the bed tax of Putnam County. I don't know if they charged it yet or not, but I brought it to their attention at Florida Economic Council meeting in Lake City, and they thought like they didn't have nothing in their whole county that rented. No RVs, no nothing, no hotels, and all the thing, but they're sadly mistaken. But.
Yeah, they are. Also, our next city county meeting is November 15th, 5 p.m. That is a Tuesday, and that will be at the library. That's all I have. Thank y'all.
Anybody else?
Bert Marcus, Vice Mayor for the town of Carroll City. Excuse me. On behalf of the town of Carroll City, I want to echo what our Mayor Fulfer said. I want to thank y'all for the partnership that we have with y'all. It's been a blessing to bring the county and city back together and working together. So on behalf of town of Carroll City, I just want to say thank you all for that. Also at this time, I want to set aside the orange and blue for a minute and go out to our campus of FSU Florida State.
Yes.
Meeting, probably has heard social media news and everything. The tragic event that happened in Tallahassee, so that, I would ask for y'all's prayers for the campus of FSU. So, thank y'all. Have a good Easter.
Thank you.
See you, man.
They just had a meeting last night. I apologize for not making it to the county meeting last night. I was in the doctor's office trying to set up a surgery to get this patch removed before I can get my eye back working. Mark, you said you had something else?
Yeah, John, me and you talked about this, and I'm sorry I forgot to bring it up in my commissioner items, but I'd like for us to recognize DOT District 2 with Mr. Greg Evans with a nice plaque. That supporting staff here, who was it, Pat Upshaw, Kevin?
Yes, Kevin.
And
Hank Lambert.
Yeah, Mr. Hank Lambert. So maybe we can invite them to our next board meeting, present them with some certificates. And I know Mr. Greg won't be able to make it, so get him a nice plaque and we'll mail it to him with some challenge coins. But DOT really stepped up and helped us a lot during this hurricane. And hopefully that'll be their last. But I do think they do deserve the recognition. That's all.
We'll do it.
Anything else? They have had a motion to adjourn.
We're having so much fun. Motion.
Motion by Mark. Second by David. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.